And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dave Clemens. I've got my friend James Morris in the studio. He's the marketing coordinator for the Redmond Senior Center. How are you, sir?
Excellent. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about some stuff. I want to start with this well-being series. We've been talking about that on the air a little bit here. What's that all about?
So it's something we started last year, and it has really taken off. It's every month we have a different theme that we kind of focus on. For February, it was heart health. For March, it's going to be nutritional awareness and health. And it's all geared towards helping seniors living a healthier life and a better well-being lifestyle.
Sure.
in their golden years. So it's all geared towards seniors, but it's not only for seniors. A lot of stuff is also geared towards caregivers and family members, and if they ever want to know about, for instance, during Alzheimer's month, if they are a caregiver to somebody who has Alzheimer's, it's a good chance to get some good information from experts in the field. And we have a talk every month where we bring in one, two, sometimes three speakers to talk about the topic of the month. For instance, from February, we have St. Charles coming in to give their Healthy Heart 101 talk. We have a nutritionist coming in for next month to talk about nutrition. And so every month is somebody new. It's always the second Wednesday of every month at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's free to the public. Everyone's invited.
Because you could also just be a family member.
Yes.
Of someone, or even just a good friend that's an older person that's dealing with whatever issue it is for that month.
Definitely.
Okay.
You just get some great information, and it also gives you a chance to ask questions if you have questions of maybe you don't know how to care for somebody who has just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or with dementia or something like that. It gives you a chance to talk to these experts and get information that is going to help you out and be able to provide the care for the person that just got diagnosed.
Is there a schedule online so people could see what's coming up and when these things happen?
There is. We don't have speakers, specific speakers, but online you can go to our redmondseniors.org and see the wellness series. And each month our topics are already filled in for the month. So you can see what topics are coming up and what kind of information and speakers that will be joining us for that. And then along with that is the fourth Wednesday of each month, we kind of have what we call the Well-Being Connect, where we have a group of people who just want to connect with one another, share stories, share information, share their what's happening, so that other people, it's almost like a community group.
A support group,
almost. Yeah, a support group, yeah, where you can learn and get support talk about the topic for that month, and then also get information for the topic of the next month, just to get awareness so that you kind of know what's coming up and you can kind of really get ready for the next topic. But we actually have just released a well-being journal that kind of takes you through the entire year of each month and each topic, and so you can actually fill in the blanks, and it gives you some affirmations and some questions to think about, and you can buy that at the Senior Center. They're $10 for members and $15 for non-members.
Okay. Okay. Let's shift gears and talk about some of the other activities you guys have going on at the Redmond Senior Center.
We have a lot. Something new that we're doing is Tech Tuesdays. That one you actually have to sign up for. You get a half hour with actually me to learn or to get help with any cell phone issues that you may be having, laptop issues, anything technology-wise that I might be able to help. It's excellent. It fills up quick, a lot faster than I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
But it's just awesome to be able to help some of these seniors that actually have no idea how to use their cell phone to the ability that they really want to.
Right, right. I think a lot of people, senior or not, don't realize some of the things your phone can do for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a good one.
Another activity we got going on is something new we're doing this year is a cooking class. And we do that twice a month. And we can kind of get some easy, healthy recipes that you can take home with you and work on. Of course, we always have our line dancing. That's one of the popular ones. Cards with Friends. We also have happy hour every other Friday. That's usually from 1 to 2. It's just a good way to relax and finish the weekend off. We usually have some beer and wine and live music. We also have the movie matinee every other Friday. If it's not happy hour, it's a movie that we're showing. And those movies vary, and sometimes they're usually the classics that everyone enjoys.
Sure.
And then something new we're starting off this year is what we call First Start Friday, which we're working with First Friday, the Art Walk over in Redmond. And what we're doing is kind of advertising us as the first start or first stop to make before you go out to downtown. We will have vendors, we'll have music, we'll have beer and wine and refreshments and appetizers, just kind of a place to start. And then you can head downtown and enjoy the art walk.
All right. Sounds good. Again, you can find events on your calendar online.
Yes. The calendar is updated monthly, and it's a great place, a great resource. The one place that I would love to have everyone go is to our newsletter page. It has not only the calendar and information, but it has a lot of great information about growing old in your senior years. It has articles on the wellness series or the well-being series. It has articles on volunteerism, on the activities that we have, and just a great place to see what's going on. And you can find that at redmondseniors.org.
All right. And let's say I give you 60 seconds. Let's talk about raising money. Seniors could use some help.
Yeah. So we are always looking for donations. You can go to our website and donate there. Some things that we have coming up, one of our annual events is what we're calling this year's Senior Fest. And we're combining our annual concert with our well-being fair. And so at the Senior Fest, what you'll see is 3-4 live bands going on all day, and then 30 to 40 vendors that will be there that are well-being focused, and there will also be some art vendors and art and craft.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, James, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we appreciate what anytime. You do. Talking to James Morris, the marketing coordinator for Redmond Senior Center. And why don't you give us the website one again so people could check out everything we've talked about.
Yeah, you bet. It's redmondseniors.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.